Hi everyone, welcome back to How Did You Learn to Do That? I'm so excited to have you back to join me for this special episode. I'm so pumped and so excited to share with you something that I have such a passion in, something that brings me so much joy and so much happiness, something that has helped me in my life, but also has helped people that I coach around in my life and people that have come up to me. And it's something that I actually see in a lot of people and a lot of you, and I just want to help you and guide you to show you that you can create anything that you want in your life, whether that's in your personal life, in your career, and in your finances, in your relationships, in your health, in your wellness. It really doesn't matter what it is, but if you want it, you can do it. You just need strategy. And you know, I find that having a coach actually holds you accountable to guide you, to give you strategy, give you a plan, give you something to actually work towards. It's going to help you move miles and actually start seeing the work that you're doing and seeing the results and seeing how much you can create what you want in life and how amazing that is once you do. So I'm so pumped for you. I'm so excited for you. And I'm so excited to share what I've been working on over the last couple of months for you. And I hope I see you on the inside so I get to know you a bit better. And I hope that I could guide you and that I could provide some tips and advice and anything that you really want from me, and to have you start creating that life for yourself, have you start actually living that life that you've always dreamt about, and actually have you start feeling fulfilled and start feeling happy and making the most out of the time that you have, because I truly believe that time is our only commodity, that is the most important commodity, that's the only one that's given to us, but we cannot get back. There's nothing we can do to get back our time, our energy, and all of that. So I hope that you're excited and pumped for this episode. I'm so excited to share this with you finally. I've been waiting so long, and I'm so excited to get going on this. So stay tuned. All right, are you excited? I'm so pumped and excited to share with you that I have created a new course. It's called The Successful Candidate. It's all about kickstarting your fulfilling career after graduation and ensuring that you get to position yourself strategically so that you're ready for the opportunities that are to come and to the opportunities that are there for you once you do start your career. I'm so excited to share with you everything about the course. I'm excited to share with you what the course entails. I'm excited to share with you all the different modules. I'm excited to share with you what you should expect over the coming weeks and how you can get registered to be a part of the course and to kickstart your career, to feel fulfilled, to get to know yourself better, and to actually start working in the field that you invested all that money in when you were studying in university. So, are you ready? So the Successful Candidate course, who it is geared towards, are university and college graduates that graduated within the last 5 years. But with that, I will say that if you graduated 10 years ago and you're ready to get back into your field of work and you're ready to start working in the area that you spent all that energy and that money investing in to get a degree in or a diploma in, then this course is also for you. This course is for you if you are having trouble getting a career going in the field that you studied in the field that you invested in, and you spent a lot of money in getting your education, and that gave you the credentials. So this course and myself, we're going to actually kickstart your career. So your education gave you the credentials to get into that career that you've always dreamed about, that you've always wanted. And I'm going to help you actually kickstart that career so that you're feeling fulfilled, you're feeling excited, you're feeling joyful, and you're ready to get going. So you can gain that experience and start positioning yourself strategically so that you're ready for that opportunity, you're ready for that growth, you're ready for that next thing that's coming up, and making sure that you are going to be the successful candidate, not just this one time, but every single time throughout your career. And I'll teach you exactly what I did, and I'll tell you my story in just a moment of my career and how I was able to develop and build such a successful career in a short period of time just by implementing the strategy that I've designed and developed. And I will be providing you with that exact strategy as well as my career seeking management system. So all the templates you need, all the scripts you need, everything to get you started. And not only that, I will be guiding you and coaching you to get to know yourself first, figuring out what brings you joy. What does fulfillment mean for you? What is it that you absolutely love to do? What is your purpose in life? What is your why? We're going to figure it out. And then we're going to figure out how we can develop your why and align what you're going to be doing in your career with your why. So what do the job postings mean? What are they saying? What do job titles even mean? Because there's so many. And unless you're in the industry and unless you're working in that career, you don't know what that title means. You don't actually truly know what that means. And for those of us that have been in the professional world for a long time, I know you can attest, know you can say that sometimes the titles don't even match up with the job. So if you're looking for a role, how would you know that unless I told you, unless someone in the industry has told you, unless you've connected with people that can tell you that? And even those nuances, how do you find out if you don't know anyone in the industry? That's what I'll be teaching you. I'll be teaching you how to figure out what job is for you, what position is going to bring you the most happiness, you the most joy. And how do you find people in the industry to get all those answers? How do you find people in the industry to connect with to find out if that truly is what you want to do? Is that image that you've created for yourself for that industry and working in that industry and what that life would look like for you? Is that truly what the reality is in that industry? So I will teach you not only to know your why, how to align your why with what you want to do, but I'm going to teach you how to network with confidence. And I know networking is a scary term. We all are nervous or awkward around it. There's very few people that actually love it. I, for sure, am such an awkward networker, and I used to be until I just started to really get to know myself, really know what my purpose in life is, who I am, and what I want in life. And it was then that I actually began knowing what I wanted in life and how I wanted to do that. And so I'm so, so excited to share that with you. And not only that, but I'm going to give you some tangible skills and some tangible knowledge so that you can apply, interview, and negotiate with strength and confidence in everything that you do and every single position that you go after. And so I'm so excited to share that all with you. But I just want to stop and let you know that this is not just about you starting your career right now. This strategy and this plan and everything that I'm going to share with you, it will help you throughout your entire career. It is a continuous strategy that you can apply. And when you apply consistently over time and every single day in your career, it'll position you strategically for that next opportunity. And I'm going to tell you exactly how I did it. I'm going to tell you exactly how I came up with this strategy and why I'm so passionate about it. I'm going to tell you all about that in just a minute. But before I do that, I just want to tell you that you can register for the course right now. We haven't launched yet, but you can save your spot. You can register for the course. You just have to go over to my website or click the link on my bio in Instagram, and you can actually sign up for that course right now. You can even, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can even look in the comments below. I have the link there for you. You can click that and you can save your spot to make sure that you get in right away. I am only taking a small amount of people right now because I just want to make sure that I'm there for you. I want to make sure that I'm hearing you. I'm getting that feedback from you so that I know this course is working for you. So I'm taking just a very small amount of people. So if you want in, I would register right now before registration closes and before you're not able to get in this year. So if you're interested, I would sign up right away. I would swipe up. I would click the link. I would go to the website to get the link. Click the link on Instagram. If you're interested, I would sign up right now because this is the only time I'm going to be having a special surprise for you. So sign on, and then I'll let you know what the surprise is once you've registered. But only those people that have registered will get to know the surprise. And I'll let you know. It might be a one-on-one with me. It may or may not. It may be a one-on-one with another expert. But I'm so, so pumped and so excited to have you part of the course. And I can't wait to see you on the inside, to get to know you, who you are, what your goals are, and to help you achieve those goals and give you that strategy. Okay. So I want to talk to you about my story. I want to tell you why I created the Successful Candidate course. And I want to explain why I'm so, so passionate about this. But before I do that, I want to talk a little bit about you. I want to talk about who you are, what you've been doing, and, you know, where you're at right now. And I hope that this resonates with you. And I hope that you can see yourself in this story, because I want to speak directly to you. So you've just graduated university within the last 5 years, or maybe you're set to graduate soon, and you want to get started in that career. It's, you know, the goal. It's exactly what they tell you to do. They tell you to graduate from high school, get a university education, and then start a career in that field of interest. But it's not that easy. Once you do graduate from university, and maybe you take a couple months off just to enjoy your time, because you've worked so hard over the last several years to get the degree you wanted, to get that diploma you wanted, and figure it all out. And all that work, it's hard, hard work. And I can attest to that for sure. And once you do all that, then you become ready. You're like, okay, I'm ready to start a career. Let's get going on this. You begin to start looking at job postings. You update your resume. You look at what a cover letter is and how to do one. And maybe you create a profile on LinkedIn. And then you start applying for jobs. You start looking at what companies are out there, what positions are out there. What do you want to do? Not really sure what I want to do. And I'm not really sure how companies or industries are organized. So there's a list of positions and you're just not really sure, what does that position do? What do they do? What are the things that, you know, they do? And how can I actually learn more about that industry? And just thinking, like, what do they actually do? So you start looking up the position, start looking up people on LinkedIn, and you start kind of figuring out, oh, okay, so they did this and this. Yeah, I've done that. So let me just see if I can apply for this position that's open. You apply for the position. You put all that time and energy into creating your resume and your cover letter, and you start getting super excited, and you apply, and then you wait, and crickets. Nobody's responding to you, or either no one's responding to you, or you're getting a response that says, thank you, but we've decided to move forward with a different candidate. Or thank you, but your qualifications don't meet this job posting. And you start questioning, like, yourself, you know, I just came out of university. How am I going to have years of experience in that industry if I don't even have a job yet? How am I going to get that? And you begin to start doubting your program. You start doubting your skills. You start doubting who you are. And you start doubting everything that you've worked towards up until this point. And you start questioning whether you can even have a career in that field that you've always dreamed about, in that field that you worked so hard for. And so then you start looking at graduate programs, you start looking at professional programs, and you start thinking that, oh, I don't want to be in school for that long. So you start looking at 1 or 2 year certificate programs so that you can get a more tangible skill set that you can work towards. And, you know, you just feel that you have to narrow down your options to one specific thing and just get started in that, because you still have bills to pay. You want to achieve financial stability. You want to move forward in other areas of your life that are held back because you haven't started your career yet. Well, you become frustrated. You become defeated. You feel defeated. You feel unfulfilled. You feel just completely upset at the entire situation. And then you start a career. You start an entry-level career in a field that you're not even passionate about, you're not even interested in. And so now you've just started your career feeling unfulfilled, feeling defeated, feeling unhappy, feeling like you literally have to drag yourself into work every single day. And you start to look around at people that are working in that field that they love, that they're passionate about, and that, or maybe people that are working in the field that you're passionate about and that you've studied in and spent all this energy and time. And you start questioning, you know, how can I get there? How can I actually begin to have a job in that industry? And how can I actually begin to start working a career that I love? And how do I start being more passionate, more energetic? What else is there in life, you know? And you're always looking for that something more, you know? Maybe you've picked up an exercise class, or you started reading books, or you're starting to really just start searching for what else there is in the world and what else there could be for you in the world. That, to me, is the saddest part about our whole system here, where we get an education and we get out, and during our time in school, we have all the supports. We have advisors, we have counselors, we have peers, we have instructors, we have professors, we have an entire syllabus at the beginning of every course that tells us over the next 2 to 4 months, here is everything that you need to do in order to complete this course and in order to be successful in this program and in this course. And then we get excited, we all work towards graduation, and then you graduate, but you know, where's the advisors? Where are those syllabuses that tell us exactly how we're supposed to get a job and how we're supposed to start a career? And you talk to people and they say, well, just go meet with so-and-so, or go, you know, figure out what job you want. Just start looking at postings and all of that, which is great. Those are amazing tips. But unless you know what you're looking for, and unless you know what each posting means, how to read the job description, how to read the title, how to get to know the industry, how to build confidence and strength in networking and negotiating and applying and interviewing, and how to actually begin your career so that you set yourself up for success and you set yourself up for that next opportunity, so that whenever another opening comes up or another position is open, that people think of you before they think of anybody else about taking that opportunity, because they see the work that you've been putting in. They see the passion that you have. They see the fulfillment that you have. They see the drive that you have. But not only that, how do you actually get to know yourself so that you realize that even if you get into that career you always wanted to be in, and you get in and you realize that you're not happy, you're not fulfilled, it's not what you thought it was. How do you actually figure out what to do? How do you figure out where to go with that? So that is what my course, The Successful Candidate, is all about. I will teach you not only to figure out who you are, what your purpose in life is, what is your why, what motivates you day in and day out. How do you align with your why in your career? How do you find those jobs that align with your career? How do you get to know those industries that will help you get closer to your goals and will help you feel fulfilled, excited, joyful, and just pumped to get into work every single day and to really invest your time into that position, into that job, and into that industry and company? How do you actually network? How do you find people? How do you network so that you can build long-lasting, sustained relationships? And then how do you actually apply, negotiate, interview, and become the successful candidate, not only now, but also in the future? And that's exactly what I'm going to teach you. I'm going to give you my exact strategy with the exact systems that I've used, with the scripts and guidance and coaching and everything that I can to help you, because this is my passion. And it's my passion because I'm a firm, firm believer that time is the only commodity in our lives that is given to us for free. We don't pay for time. It's absolutely free. It's just given to us. But we could never get it back. And we don't actually know how much longer we're going to get this free time for. How much longer is time just going to be given to us? You know, is it going to be taken away from us at any moment? We don't know. It's the only thing that we move forward where we're just not sure. It's an uncertainty, but it's the only thing that we can capitalize on. It's the only thing that we need to make sure that we are doing the absolute best with every second of every single day that passes by. And I will teach you how to do that, how to ensure that you're using your time in the most fulfilling and most exciting way for you. And I'm so excited to do this course finally. I've been coaching people, you know, for several years. I've had people ask me how I'm able to create the world and the success that I've had in my career, and how I'm able to be feeling so fulfilled, how I was able to find that purpose in life and hone in on it. And I'm so excited to share all of that with you. And I'm so excited to get to know you and your story. So make sure you register to save your spot. I only have a small amount of people joining in this round. And so if you want to be a part of it, I would click on the link. I would register and save your spot right now so that we can get going on getting to know you, getting you closer to your purpose in life, getting you closer to creating that life and that career that you've always wanted for yourself. So what is my story? So in my fourth year of my undergrad, I started to think about, okay, you know, I've been taking out student loans. I've been working hard. What do I do next? You know, how easy is it to get a job? And I started looking at the data and I started realizing that, oh my gosh, like it's so hard for people to get a full-time, stable job with benefits, with a salary that I really wanted, that will sustain me and help me to achieve financial stability and to achieve the kind of life that I wanted, where I can have some flexibility, I can buy some nice things if I wanted, or I can go out for dinner and not think about it twice. So I, you know, started thinking about that and I started thinking, like, how can I actually get that life for myself? How can I actually create that? And what I realized was is that I needed to, first of all, look at what my student loans was. And that's what I did. So I got that piece of paper about like 4 months, I think 4 months before I graduated. I got a piece of paper that said, congratulations, you know, you're ready to graduate. Here's what you need to know. 6 months, you get a 6 month grace period after graduation. And then after 6 months, you have to start paying back your loan, which was astronomical. I had a $42,000 student loan. And that's including interest. And they only give you 8 years, I think, to pay for it. And at that time, when I was graduating, I looked at, okay, if I was to pay for this for 8 years, what's the total? And they give you the breakdown on this piece of paper. That $40,000 was going to balloon to $118,000. And I just freaked out. I just had a moment where I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay back $40,000? You know, how am I going to pay that back before it turns into $120,000? Yeah, sure, I can pay the lowest minimum payment, but that would mean that that student loan would become $120,000. And I didn't want to pay double or triple for my program that someone else did. I wanted to pay it off right away, and I needed to figure that out. I sat down and I went home and I thought about it for a very long time, about a month or two, and I said, what am I going to do? How am I going to ensure that I get a job right away after graduation? So I started looking at every single blog that I could find. At that time, blogging was not that big, and it wasn't that long ago, but it was still not that big. I started looking at books. I started purchasing tons of career books on how to write resumes, how to write cover letters, how to apply effectively, how to do all this. And I invested, I treated it like a course. I invested so much time and energy and money into figuring everything I needed to figure out and how I needed to get a job right away. Then I built this strategy, you know, and it was a culmination of everything that I knew personally, everything that I had learned from people, from books, from blogs, from all of that. And I decided to build this strategy where I can actually figure out, how am I going to apply? How am I going to successfully become the candidate? And how am I going to actually negotiate the salary that I want when I'm just coming out of school? And really didn't have much experience to talk about other than academically. And so about in mid-March, I was graduating in April. No, I was graduating in June, I think. In mid-March, I decided that, you know, I'm going to just give it a go. I'm going to see if all this work really paid off and if all this work is really going to help me. So I started applying, and I started applying with all the strategy tips that I had, with all the guidance that I had built for myself, and started applying my strategy to, you know, my career seeking journey. And it's definitely a journey. And I know you can all say it's a journey too, because it definitely takes some time. But, you know, with everything, consistency is key, and then you'll see the results. And that's exactly what I did. I started going and going and going. And before I knew it, and I just started in about second week of March, by mid-April, I had negotiated a full-time with benefits, stable, permanent position in my field of interest in a company that was national that I would take a big part in. And I actually negotiated the salary that I wanted. And I figured out exactly what that salary was, because how many of you actually know what you're worth? How many of you actually know what salary you need to sustain yourself in life? And we don't actually know what we're worth. We kind of, in our first job, most people that I know, they just take what they can because they want the job, and they don't even feel they have any grounds to negotiate, which is false. And I'm going to teach you all about that in the course. But that's exactly what happened. And I was so pumped and I was so excited that my strategy actually worked. But what the biggest thing that I wanted to do is that I knew that my personality and being someone that wants to grow all the time, wants to experience different things. I didn't want to be someone that's, you know, in the same job for more than 2 years. I didn't want to kind of be in the same industry for more than a few years. I didn't want to kind of follow the traditional trajectory of life. I knew that for me to gain as much experience as I wanted, I needed to move around and I needed to figure out how to do that. So I took the strategy that I had and I actually applied it consistently every single day in my career. There were certain things that I had done, and it was all in my mindset and how I processed things and how I explained things and how I took things. And I applied this strategy, and within about 6 months, I was offered a position in a government organization. And, you know, it was administrative, so I was okay with that. I took the position. And the reason why I took the position was because I had at that time begun my master's degree. I had begun my master's degree in the field of interest, and that position was in the exact team for the government that does the work that I was studying. And it was so cool that I was studying these reports, but my colleague that was right next to me is the one that wrote that report. And I was studying it. It was the most surreal thing that I had been a part of. And it was amazing. And, you know, I did my master's degree. I had so much support. And the fact that I was working in the industry and helping with these reports that I was studying, you know, was the coolest thing. Honestly, I can't even explain how cool it was to be studying what you wrote and what you worked with the team that you worked with and develop these reports with. And so then after graduation, I had, you know, so much success and I loved everything that I did. But once I graduated from my master's, I knew now, okay, now is the time for me to get into management. But how am I going to go from being a project coordinator into being a manager? That is unheard of, right? That's unheard of with or without a master's degree. It's just unheard of. So what I did was I seeked out opportunities. I figured out where I needed to go and what I needed to do. And I not only did I show up into another position, but I analyzed that position and I knew that that position before I applied was going to be a management position. And once I got into that role, I showed up. I consistently applied my strategy, and within 4 months of being in that position, I had successfully negotiated with the executive at that time that that position needed to move from being a coordinator into being a manager, and I needed to have my own program to develop, to design, to implement with executives across our entire organization. And that's exactly what happened. Within 4 months, I was able to successfully negotiate that. And it was so amazing. And it was such an amazing and lovely position. And I can't, the experience that I got in that industry, and it was in the healthcare industry in BC, in Canada, and the experience and the people that I met, I would have never met if I had not negotiated that for myself. And I was so excited. And I did that all within a year and a half of graduating, you know, from my master's degree. All of a sudden now I am the manager and I've been in that position for a year and a half. And I was so pumped. I was so excited that I was doing something that usually takes about 5 to 7 years for people to get to. I had done it in 6 months and I was so pumped and so excited. And then I was having my daughter and I wanted to have a position that you know, gave me more flexibility to be pregnant, to, you know, not have to, and I was flying all across the province at the time and across the country too. And I didn't want to keep flying while pregnant. And also I wouldn't have been able to. I wanted to have a bit more relaxing time. And that's the key that I will teach you, is that when you know yourself and you know what you need in life, you will know when you need to take a step back. You will get to know your priorities. You'll be able to shift it. You'll be able to know what position will give you that opportunity to live that part of your life and to live more in your personal life and, you know, dedicate less into your career, because that's all about life. It's about that balance, moving things in and out and reprioritizing your life. And so that's exactly what I did. Because I had consistently applied my strategy, I had networked confidently, I had known people in different industries and different positions, and I knew what positions were out there, even though they weren't posted and they weren't actively hiring for those positions. So that's exactly what I did. I applied and I emailed and I asked, hey, is this job still open? I had known it was open about a year ago, and I didn't know if they were still looking to recruit for that position. But because I had done my networking, and because I had known people, and because I had done my homework, and I knew everything there was, and I knew what I could bring into that position, I was able to, by that email, successfully secure that position for myself and go through all the processes that you need to in getting a new job. And I was able to move closer to home, in a position that gave me so much flexibility and so much love. I just loved that position. And recently, when I returned back after maternity leave into that position, I was like, okay, now I got that flexibility while I was pregnant. Now I've had my daughter, but now I'm ready to get going again. And I wanted to actually test out my strategy one more time because I had been off for about a year and a half. So I applied the strategy from the moment I started. I consistently applied and applied and applied, and a leadership position opened up, and I had an email in my inbox asking me to apply, asking me if I'd be interested. So I said, sure, I'll explore that. And little do you know, I got the job, and I just started earlier, in October, actually, end of September is when I started that position. And now I'm doing that, and I love it, and I love every minute of it, and I love that the strategy just consistently works for me. And I developed this strategy in, I'm going to date myself here, but it was so long ago. It was like in 2012 that I developed this strategy. That was 9 years ago, or 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago, but I applied this strategy, developed the strategy about 9 years ago. 8 years ago, I keep going back and forth. I developed this strategy 8 years ago, and it is still working for me today. It is still something that's successful. I still get people questioning and asking me what is going on, how is it working? And with every single person that I coach, I give them this knowledge. I give them these skills. And I just had a master's student who I walked through a very small portion of the course, and she said it was a game changer for her. It was the best thing that she actually got out of the whole thing. And I'm so excited to share that with you. And I'm so excited to actually guide you so that you can start applying the strategy consistently. This is not an investment just for now. This is not a one-time investment you'll be making in yourself. This is a lifetime investment you'll be making into yourself. This is about you and your personal growth and understanding who you are. And I just spoke to someone recently too that said, you know, I'm having such a hard time getting a job. They got a job, you know, in the general industry, but not the position that they wanted, not what they wanted to do, but they got a job, but it was a contract. It didn't set them up for the next thing. It didn't give them the experience, the knowledge that they needed to get into the industry that they wanted to get into, and into the position they wanted to get into. So she said she was really thinking of getting a life coach, because she said, I wanted someone to guide me for my life. Like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Is it not? Why am I having such difficulty? And I said to her, I said, this course is not just a career course. It is a life course. It is a career course. You can't build a career if you're not looking at who you are. And who you are and what you do have to be aligned. You have to be aligned, because you can't be two different people. That's where imposter syndrome comes in. That's where you start feeling, you know, conflicted. That's when you start not knowing if this is for you, it's not for you, you don't look forward to it. You don't get excited. And to me, the saddest thing in the world is that we invest so much time and energy in working and, you know, to end your day off and feeling, oh, thank God I get to go home. I'm just so over this job. You know, why do so many of us look forward to retirement or vacations? Why can't we sustain ourselves? Why can't we build those systems? Why can't we create that life for ourselves where we're excited to be at work? We're excited to be there. We're excited to take time off so we can do something for ourselves. That doesn't mean we're running away from work. That doesn't mean that we're trying to get away from work. It just means we're looking to shift gears for a week or two or three. But coming back to work, it's still exciting. It's still something that you look forward to. And it's not about the people you work with, but it's the actual work that you do, because the people will change. How do you create that shift in your mindset? How do you create that life for yourself? That's what I'm so, so excited to share with you in this course. I'm so excited to share that with you, and everything that I have to share with you in this course of who you are and what you should be doing, how you can align yourself, how you can network, how you can apply, it's how you can become the successful candidate. I'm so excited to share all of that with you. So make sure you register before the spots are all filled up and save your spot. And I hope I can get to know you and your story. So what happens if you don't actually apply the strategy? What happens if you, you know, don't have a strategy, don't have a coach, don't have a guidance, don't have a plan? Well, what's the cost there? The cost there is the cost of time. It's the cost of opportunity. It's the cost of life. You know, your career is not it. It's not the only thing in your life. You want to begin to have a family, you want to travel, you want to have financial stability, you want to buy yourself a house, you want to buy a car, you want to buy yourself groceries that, you know, are a little bit fancy, if that's what you want. But those are all opportunity costs. When you are not able to get a job, when you're not able to begin your life and your career, that holds you back. So you need to make sure that you've applied the strategy, you are consistently applying that strategy so that you can advance in your life. You can get that job that you want right now and begin that career. You can get that opportunity the next time. But aside from that, the most important thing and the biggest tragedy, honestly, is that you're just not happy. You're not fulfilled. You're not excited to be going into work. And to me, that's the saddest thing that anybody can go through. And I wish I could like wave a magic wand and have everybody feel fulfilled and loved and encouraged and guided. And just feeling fulfilled in there every single day, that you wake up every single morning, so excited to get going, so excited to crush your goals, so excited to create that life that you want, you've always dreamed about. And so that's exactly what I'm going to be doing in this course. And I hope that you don't pay the price of losing time to be fulfilled, to feeling happy, losing time of opportunity, losing time of your life and your progression in life, and losing any of that. And I hope that you take this opportunity to invest in yourself. And you've just invested, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And I invested $42,000 in my undergraduate and another $20,000 in my graduate. So $62,000 that I invested in myself to get an education. So how much have you invested to get an education? So how much can you invest in yourself to begin to see a return on that investment, to begin your career, to start realizing that what you studied and all that hard work, all those late nights, all those coffees, all that hard work and struggle, that it's paying off now. So what can you do to invest in yourself right now for that? So I really hope that you take the opportunity now to sign up for this course so that you can become the successful candidate and you can become fulfilled, happy, and you know, and at the end of the day, you can just get to know yourself and who you are and what brings you the most happiness in this world. So make sure you register, and I hope I can get to know you. Learn how to continue to grow, evolve, and stay connected to your why every single day. I hope that you signed up for the Successful Candidate. And if you haven't, I hope that you sign up soon, because I'm going to be giving a list of bonuses just for you for this launch. And I'm excited to share that with you. I'm going to be giving a 30-minute one-on-one conversation privately with me for each of you to guide you in how to shift your mindset and how to create the success and the life that you've always wanted in your life. I'm going to be providing you with a free agenda to keep you accountable, to help you plan your goals, and a workbook to help guide you throughout the course. There will be also a private Facebook group that I will invite you to so that you can connect and network and build a collaborative and supportive community of people that are looking for that career. I will give you free access to my career seeking management system with all the scripts and all the knowledge and the templates that you need to get yourself started. I'm going to give you access to a webinar with a negotiation expert that's going to guide you on the top tips of how to negotiate, how to know your worth, and how to make sure that you get what you want in that negotiation. And I'm going to be offering a resume and cover letter audit with me privately so I can give you some guidance and some tips on how to improve those tools in your application. Just wanted to share with you a testimonial from one of my coaching clients that I just completed with this summer. And she has been able to secure a career for herself and to really get to know herself and her why and really move forward in that life. So I'm so excited to share that with you. So what she had said was that Anjeza's leadership, guidance, and coaching skills meant so much to me over the course of my time with her. She really taught me how best to showcase the skills and expertise I have gained over the years as a professional and how to show potential employees that these skills are valuable. She was supportive, non-judgmental, and gave me insights from her own career in order to show me how to find a job and a career path that is emotionally and mentally gratifying to me. I still use her advice to this day, and I'm looking forward to using it more when I near graduation. Anyone would be lucky to have her support and guidance as they navigate their career journey. I'm so emotional when I read these testimonials because that's exactly what I want for my students. That's exactly what I want for my clients. I want them to feel gratified. I want them to know that you don't have to sacrifice your wellness and what you want in life and your happiness for a career, just to have a career. You can have both. You can have a career and you can feel happy and you can feel excited. And so I'm so excited to have these coaching clients give these testimonials and share that that is exactly what they're seeing. And I hope that that's exactly what you can see once you're done the course, the successful candidate. If you haven't registered already, register now so that you can get access and save your spot. And I hope to see you and get to know you and your guidance and share your testimonial once you're done. I'm so excited to get to know you. And so I want to go a little bit more in depth into the modules of the actual course with you. The biggest thing that I want to say with you is this course is only for you if you're willing to do the work. It's an action-based course. So if you're willing to take action and you want to do it now, then this is the course for you. If you're not really going to be taking action, I wouldn't recommend you being a part of this course because unless you're going to commit to yourself and unless you're going to take that action, it's not going to work for you. A strategy is only a strategy unless it's applied, unless it's implemented, until it's actioned. So if you are ready to get going, I'm so excited to be here for you. I'm so excited to guide you, to coach you, to encourage you in this work. And so I am so excited to share everything about this course with you. If you have any questions, like I said, send me a message. I'm happy to respond to you. But with that, I'll get going. So the first module really is all about you. It's about connecting with yourself, about figuring yourself out. So you've just spent all this time in school and figuring out, you know, who are you? Who are you right now? Who do you want to be? What brings you happiness in life? What was the best part of your program? What projects or courses brought you the most fulfillment? So that's what this module is all about. It's about getting to know you. Who are you? What is your purpose in life? What is your why? Why do you want a career in that industry? You have to ask yourself those challenging questions, those difficult questions, because you need to figure out who you are, what your why is, and what your motivating factors are. Because if you don't know your why and you start a career, you don't have a direction. Your why is your direction. It's your path. It's your guidance. It's your navigator. It's the one that's telling you, this is why you're doing what you're doing. This is why you're on this path. This is why you need to go here. And having a clear why is so important because it actually is going to be the checkpoint for you. It's going to be your moral compass almost, where you don't know if you should apply for this job or not. When you check with your why will tell you exactly what you need to do, whether you should apply or not. When you're having challenges in your career with somebody or something or a project or feeling a certain way about it, asking yourself, why? Why do I feel this way? Going back to your why will help you answer that. So that's what this module is about. It's all about you getting to know yourself, who you are, what your most important things are for you in life, and how you can align your life to follow along in that purpose and to create that fulfilling life for yourself. The second module is so exciting because now that you know your why, how do you align it with your life? How do you align it with your career? How do you actually understand the industry that you're interested in and that you think is the most important one for you? How do you get to know that industry? How do you get to know the job postings? What do they mean? What does those structures mean to you? How do you get to know people in that industry? What are they like? What do they do? Are they happy? Are they not? Is it truly what you think it is? How do you actually align with your why? How do you get to know, you know, what industry you want to get into, what positions generally you want to start now, and what position you want to work towards? And if you want to get back into graduate school or build a technical skill, what exactly is that in order to get that career going? So that is exactly what this module is about. It's about finding exactly how to align your why with your career and your life. And the third module is now about networking with confidence and strength. So who are the people that you need to meet with to understand the industry, to understand if you want to be a part of that industry, or to get more knowledge about for those positions that you are interested in? Who are those people? How do you reach out to them? How do you then network and secure that meeting with them? And when you get into that meeting, how are you able to have that conversation so that you can build a sustainable relationship, so that you can build something where they remember you? How do you learn that? So that's all about this module. It's about networking, because you need to network in order to be successful, and you need to network in order to know about that industry, to know about the who's who and the what's what and how it's structured and where you fit in and everything along those lines. So it's so important to be part of that networking and to be doing it confidently and with strength into leaving a lasting impression. So I'm excited for that module to share with you, because I know networking is such an awkward thing. It's such a challenging thing. We're all so nervous about it. But the biggest thing I'll share with you is that people love to talk about themselves. When you're in the industry and when you're in career, you're working day in and day out, and nobody's really stopping to ask you who you are, what you do, why did you get into this work, what are you passionate about. So people love to share that knowledge. So don't worry, I will teach you all the tips and tricks of how to get into that, all the guidance about how to be confident in that, about how to have conversations with strength, how to build a sustainable relationship. So I'm excited to share that with you. Module 4. So this is where the good stuff comes in. So I'm going to actually teach you, how do you now utilize your why, what you've aligned, and your networking skills to begin to apply for jobs and begin to interview for jobs and negotiate if you become a successful candidate or if you're getting onto that trajectory. How do you do all that with confidence and with strength? And knowing your worth is so important. So that's a big, big part of it. So how do you do all of that? So that's what this module is all about getting to know you, getting to know what you want in life, getting to know what your purpose is in life and where you want to go with this. It's all about taking action. And then a part of the course that's a bonus module is going to be how to become the successful candidate now and in the future. How do you strategically position yourself now and in the future? How do you consistently put yourself in that position and shift your mindset and create that life for yourself now and in the future? How do you know what's next for you? How do you know when it's time for change? How do you know it's time for growth? All of that. I will be talking about all of that and guiding you through all of that in the course. So I'm so excited to have you be a part of this course, the Successful Candidate. And I'm so excited for you to not only get started on your career, but start to feel fulfilled and feel excited and feel happy. And I'm so pumped to share that, all of that with you. So I'm so excited to share that course with you. It's such a passion project of mine. I absolutely love it. I can't wait to get to know all of you in the course. And I can't wait to guide you, coach you. And I can't wait to see all the success that you're going to have in both getting to know yourself, but also in your kickstarting your careers. and just feeling fulfilled and happy. And so I'm so pumped for you. I'm so excited for you. If you have any questions, send me a message. And if you want to save your spot, make sure you do that now because there are only limited spots available. And I hope I get to know you on the inside. Once you've registered, send me an email, let me know you're in, and I would love to feature you on my Instagram. And I'm so excited to get to know you. So with that, I want to say thank you so much for listening to the end of this episode, and I hope that you've registered into the course. And if you haven't, send me a note and let's talk. And if you have anything else that you want to share, let me know. If you have anyone that you want to nominate because you're inspired by them or you want to know how they learned to do something, go over to my website, howdidyoulearntodothat.com, and fill out the nomination form to have them be on the podcast. All right, so I hope I see you soon. If you like this video and if you want more, make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube and you like us on social media and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That would mean the world to us. All right, so we'll see you soon. Bye.